USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer says a low dose of its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11 and plan to ask the FDA to approve it for that age group soon. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells MSNBC that's a pretty good process.
I think in a best case scenario, given, you know, reasonable review period by the agency, if they ultimately determine that the vaccine's demonstrated to be safe and effective for that population, you could see something available by the end of the year. It could slip into 2022.
Those tests showed antibody responses after the second shot. The FBI and Northport police are executing a search warrant at Brian Laundrie's family home in Florida. He is a person of interest in the case of his missing fiance, Gabby Petito. Laundrie himself also went missing last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Police in Virginia are on the hunt for a suspect behind a double school shooting at a high school this morning. Police say a 17-year-old male and female were shot at Heritage High School in the city of Newport News, but their injuries were believed to not be life-threatening.
We transported four, maybe five individuals to area hospitals. Two are suffering from a gunshot wound. One has been struck in the side of the face area. One has been struck in the lower leg.
The White House kept commercial flights outside the country to over two dozen Republican governors are urging a meeting with President Biden due to the immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The governors have sent a letter to the White House citing concerns about the flow of illegal immigrants coming across the border. This comes as Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking for a federal emergency declaration, stating a large illegal immigrant group is starting a camp under the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas. USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
How the United States pulled out of Afghanistan is still being discussed among many.
As President Biden went back on vacation over the weekend, many crises continue. One is the U.S. military drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan in late August. The president claimed the strike killed ISIS-K terrorists, but the following investigation revealed seven children and three civilian adults were killed with the missile attack. Former Secretary of State Republican Mike Pompeo on Fox News says politics is an ugly player in this scenario.
You could see the political pressure, and if there was one thing that drove this failed evacuation, it was the arbitrary political deadline that President Biden set, the arbitrary cap on the number of troops that could be there so we could secure American departure, departure of our equipment. Those things, these were all political decisions driven down to the military, and I'm confident that the military was under enormous pressure. President Biden said we're going to strike back at the folks who killed the 13 Americans, and we had a strike that clearly failed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The most wonderful time of the year is approaching, and it may come with a higher price tag. That's especially true for artificial trees, which are expected to cost more than usual. CNN reporting that some artificial tree sellers are bumping up their prices by double-digit percentages. Companies like Balsam Hill out of California say it's due to high shipping costs. Those selling holiday decor are also feeling the strain. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.